Welcome, everybody, to the Ambit National Business Builder Call held every Sunday night. We do appreciate you joining us. We will not be having a call this coming Easter holiday, but we do want you to plug in every day that you can on, or every Sunday that you can, because we have exciting guests that allow them to be able to share some of the successes that they've had and also some of the training tips. So this is a free training call that's conducted for you and your top people to be able to learn from some of the best people in our business. And tonight, I am so excited to be able to be the host tonight. My name is Lane Winsett. I'm a national consultant with Ambit Energy. And it's a very special night because this is the first time that we've had a call that really focuses in on the Hispanic community and the successes that have taken place with our company within that community, and how you can capitalize on being able to plug into the Hispanic community. And tonight we have two of the top people in our company, Ray and Salma Perez. They are national consultants. They have been with Ambit Energy for over 15 years. They are Millionaire Club members. They were in the top 10 money earners in 2023 at Ambition 2023. In 2019, they won the Horizon Award, which is one of the top awards that this company gives away. And in Ambition 2023, they won the absolute top award, what I consider the top award, and it is the Thompson Leadership Award. So without further ado, I want to welcome Ray and Salma Perez. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I know we've got some interesting topics, and I believe Salma is going to get right into one of the things that's one of my favorite subjects, is how you can recruit and identify, and the importance of getting what I call the power team couples and getting power couples into your business. I'm going to turn it over to Ray. Ray, are you there?
Yes, Lane, I'm here. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. My pleasure. Well, it's a great pleasure to me to be here. Thank you, Lane, for the invitation. And I want to thanks to everyone who's joined to this call. And I mean, it's a great honor for me to be here and be part of this national, Ambit National call. And we're going to try to do the best as we can, and to see if we can give you a little bit, maybe some topics, some words, some tips that are going to help you to build your business in Ambit Energy. But so I will start to introduce my wife, and that way she's going to tell us how, like Lane said, how we're going to, how we can work together as a couple, or the other people, they think, maybe someone going to think, they can't do it, but it is possible. And it happened with me and my wife. Like Lane said, we had more than 15 years working with Ambit Energy and together. And it's been amazing. But let me talk to introduce her, and then she's gonna do in Spanish. I'm gonna try to translate in English. So I wanna ask Salma is because she quit her job on May 2010, thanks to God, thanks to Ambit Energy, after 12 years working as a housekeeping. So I'm going to ask her what she was thinking, if she's going to do just a home mom, just take care of their kid, or what she planning to do, or she planning to join Ambit and to do it together, what she was thinking at the moment. So Salma, queremos preguntarte qué es lo que pensabas en el 2010 cuando dejaste su trabajo después de 12 años como housekeeping. ¿Qué era lo que tenías en tu mente? ¿Te ibas a dedicar solo a cuidar a los niños o qué era lo que pensabas?
Hola, buenas noches a todos. Primeramente, gracias por la invitación y un honor, un placer para mí estar aquí. Pues, ¿qué pensaba yo cuando yo dejé mi trabajo secular de 12 años? Yo pensaba que únicamente yo iba a ser algo así como la asistente de Rey, porque yo siempre había querido ser ama de casa tiempo completo, dedicar tiempo a mis hijos, Y cuando Rey me dijo lo de Ambit, yo dije, al principio dije que no, después dije que sí, en el 2000, esto fue en el 2010. Pero no quería involucrarme mucho, quería estar como de lejitos.
Okay, let me see if I can translate. Okay, how you doing, everyone? And I'm excited to be here on this call. And what I was thinking on 2010 about when Ray told me about Ambit, I didn't want to do it, but I thought I just gonna do take care of my kid and be home full time.
Pero me fui involucrando tanto en Ambit. Al principio todo me daba miedo, me daba pánico contestar el teléfono, pero con el tiempo Rey me fue dando más responsabilidades, fui agarrando como que confianza con la gente, porque la gente se sentía como un poco más, las mujeres se sentían más cómodas tratar conmigo que con él. Entonces fui involucrándome no porque quisiera, sino porque la gente me fue haciendo que yo fuera entrando a Ambit.
And then little by little, I feel more, I feel better talking with people, because in the beginning I was afraid to talk with the people. I didn't want to either answer the phone call because I don't feel comfortable. But and then I found the people, some people they love to talk with me, and then especially when it's women to women or customers, another consultant, and little by little, I feel, I mean, this is going to be what I wanted to do it.
Y cuando me di cuenta, empecé a ser parte de Ambit 100% porque empecé a conocer diferentes historias, diferentes mujeres, y me di cuenta que esto me gustaba, aunque hasta el día de hoy todavía me da como nervios hablar con la gente, pero en realidad me he dado cuenta que Ambit ha cambiado mi vida porque he conocido personas extraordinarias en este negocio.
I love a sonner, and then I heard different stories how Ambit changed life with other people, and then it's incredible how and then now I feel good because yes, for the same thing, the Ambit changed many, many people's life, lifestyle of many people. And then I said, well, I think we are on the same page.
Entonces, desde hace mucho tiempo estoy haciendo Ambit. Me encanta lo que hago, como les decía, conocer personas que tienen los mismos miedos que yo, los mismas ganas de salir adelante que yo, eso me ha cambiado la vida. Eso me ha hecho sentir que mi historia puede inspirar a otras mujeres.
Once I found the other people, they was same to me, they were thinking or they feel same to me, they was afraid to talk with another people. And then I say, well, and then, so this is the right way, this is the right business where I can be long around people, same people, or people with expecting or they want more for them on their life. So let me ask Zulma, when was the or what was the moment or the point when you say, yeah, this is what I'm going to do full time, and then starting to enjoy to do it. ¿Cuándo fue el momento, qué fue lo que cambió en ti el momento que decidiste involucrarte 100% ya sin miedo o que estabas en el lugar correcto?
Pues cuando empecé a ver la felicidad que era para mis hijos el poder estar conmigo tiempo completo, el poder yo siempre llevarlos a la escuela, estar en todos los eventos que ellos tenían, porque créanme que lo más difícil para una madre es que sus hijos tengan eventos en el día y por uno estar en el trabajo no poder asistir. Eso es algo que fue una de las satisfacciones más grandes cuando pude empezar a vivir esos momentos con mis hijos.
Well, one of the things that changed my mind is when there is the time to be with my kids and go with them on their school event, and then Because one of the hardest thing is when your mom or father and your kid has event and a school event, but you can go with them because you're working, your employer, they don't allow you to go with them. But then when you have time free to do it, and then you can go and enjoy the event with them. So that's one of the most satisfying things that have been happening with me.
Well, thank you so much.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. This is Lane. Really what I'm picking up from you, Soma, is that in the beginning as a couple, you were kind of apprehensive to talk to other people and to be able to, communicate to other people, especially being somebody who wanted to stay home with your children and with your kids and go to these sports events. And Ambit, as a couple, once you guys started to get working together, it gave you the time to be able to do those types of things. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. Okay, let me translate. Dice él que sí, que sí, eso, lo que acabas de mencionar, que una vez que disfrutaste, que empezaste a disfrutar de los eventos de los niños en la escuela, que tenías el tiempo para hacerlo y todo, ¿eso es correcto? Yes,
eso es correcto.
Awesome. Well, listen, so thank you so much for sharing. You know, I think power couples are so important, and certainly you guys have proven that, you know, with the success that you've had. And I think there's nothing more important than recognizing that sometimes when you have somebody who maybe is married, and either the spouse, the husband or the wife, for some reason or another, doesn't go along or is not as enthusiastic about Ambit, in the beginning, that doesn't necessarily mean that, that they can't eventually see the light, so to speak, because you don't want to overlook that other spouse, because you have to have synergy, or you have to have them working together. And so that means that you might need to take the time to sit down and talk to the couples and ask them, really to be open-minded with regards to the opportunity, because you don't want to have, one foot, in the business and the other foot not, because the spouse is not supportive of each other. So I know you want to maybe put that in your own words, Ray, but ultimately what I'm saying is that it's so critical, because what you get is you get two for the price of one. Instead of just getting, one consultant, you get the dynamic duo, as I call them, which allows you to be able to really have a bigger center of influence between both the spouses and married couples, or couples that are in our business. And they, if you look in the traditional form of network marketing and the industry as a whole, some of the most powerful people and the people that have had the most success have been people that are couples, those dynamic duos. They're the ones who really make a lot of the income and really become at the highest level of success. So maybe you can kind of break that down of what I'm sharing.
Sure. And also I would like to, I agree with what you say. And also I would like to ask Zulma before to finish with her, I'd like to see if you have some tip for couples that are listening right now, and how that can help them to try to work together. Because like you say, sometimes it can be difficult because they think they will make it, but it is possible. Like I said, we have 15 years working together in Ambit Energy. So let me ask Zulma. ¿Tienes algo que le quieras decir a las personas que tienen su pareja y quizás no están involucrados? Ya sea que sea él el hombre que esté en Ambit o la mujer que esté en Ambit, ¿cómo será que ellos se pueden poner de acuerdo y trabajar juntos en este negocio?
Pues esta plática ya la he tenido antes. Yo siempre les digo que no podemos forzar a la pareja que sea parte de Ambit. No la podemos forzar, pero sí tratar de involucrarla, que fue lo que Rey hizo conmigo. O sea, él no me forzó a entrar a Ambit, sino que él me demostró con hechos que Ambit era algo que podía funcionar para nosotros. Y es algo que si es el esposo o la esposa, lo que tiene que hacer es enseñarle los resultados que está teniendo el Ambit. Porque si usted le enseña resultados, no va a necesitar decir mucho.
So yes, what I tell all the people is don't try to force or to convince to force your couple. Work and show results, and then little by little the other person gonna understand that this is real business. Because that happened with me and my husband, he started to show me what Ambit is doing, gonna do for him and for us as a family. And then I see it, and we decide to go from there and together, and been so great to be working together.
Porque como les digo, eso fue lo que Rey hizo conmigo. Entonces, el tiempo que él se tomó de tenerme paciencia, de que yo empezara a involucrarme en este negocio, dio los con los resultados que él tenía, fue la motivación que yo necesité. Y les aseguro que si de verdad se ponen a tener resultados y a demostrarle con paciencia a su pareja de que esto funciona, les va a cambiar la vida, porque eso es lo que Ambit ha hecho conmigo. Me ha cambiado la vida.
Okay, yes. Like we said, you should be passionate with your couple, because you have to show what Ambit can do for y'all as a couple, as a family, and then you will see how this business can change drastically your life or your lifestyle for y'all and for your kids, for your maybe a generation or legacy you can do or you can think. So this happened with me and can happen to anyone. So the most important thing is you as a couple, and make sure the Ambit gonna be the vehicle that together gonna help you all to achieve what you've been looking for.
Can I ask Soma a question? Finally, thank you so much for this wisdom and the knowledge that you've given us of couples. I think couples are so important. But Ray, can you ask Soma, what was it like when she was on stage and finally put on the yellow jacket? What experience or what was her feeling at that time?
Sure. ¿Qué significaba, dice Lane, qué significaba para ti ese momento cuando recibimos el saco amarillo de ser parte del Club de Millonarios?
Eso para mí cuando yo vi que faltaba poquito, cuando yo vi que eso cambió del llegar al millón, fue algo que siempre lo miraba como muy... Parecía que era cerca, pero siempre lejos. Es una emoción que no se las puedo describir. Cómo me sentí era algo increíble. No podía creer que dos personas como mi esposo y yo, cero experiencia en este negocio, habíamos logrado ese tan anhelado saco amarillo.
Okay, well, let me tell you. She said, "Well, it was so exciting because it was looking in the beginning like a close, but at the same time far to reach the first million of the yellow jacket." And then at the moment when we received the yellow jacket, it's incredible. We can describe what the emotion, what we feel at the moment, because it's been great to have that kind of achieve, to have the yellow jacket or the first $1 million is something that is no way how we can describe the moment when we receive the yellow jacket.
Yeah, I was just wondering, one final question for Soma. You know,
okay,
this last ambition, you know, you guys then turn around and win the top award in the company, which is the Thompson Leadership Award. What was that? What did that feel like?
¿Cómo te sentiste en ese momento? La última pregunta para ti, ¿cómo te sentiste en ese momento que recibimos el Thompson Leadership Award?
Wow, eso creo que no me lo habían preguntado. O sea, es algo que al principio no lo podía creer, porque O sea, yo siempre miraba que daban esos premios y la verdad nunca, siempre me ha gustado ayudar a la gente, sinceramente, no por esperar un premio, pero se sintió tan bonito el que nos dieran ese reconocimiento, porque si me lo preguntan, la verdad, nunca, nunca pensé que nos podían dar un reconocimiento como ese. No porque tal vez no piense que lo merezcamos, sino que porque al recibir ese premio me di cuenta que la gente sí nos reconoce, sí nos quiere, y eso se siente muy bonito, sentir el cariño de la gente y que la compañía también se dé cuenta de que la gente nos aprecia y nos reconoce.
Okay. So she said it was very exciting. Oh, in the beginning, one thing that she mentioned in the previous question, she said that she never imagined that a couple as me and my husband gonna be that kind the promotion of the to have the $1 million. And now as a Thompson, when we received the Thompson Leadership, the Thompson Award. Leadership, it was something amazing because we've seen many that receive the award every m many people receiving in every year, but we never imagined that we can have that kind the recognition because we started as a first time never being in network marketing. And we appreciate the warmth of the people, how the people we feel the love of people to us, and it's been felt so we are so grateful for that. And once again, same thing, there is no way to describe how we felt.
Right. I guess really my point there was that you guys being bilingual with our company and being in the company, even though it was 15 years in the making, were able to reach that pinnacle of success. And so we're so proud of you. Salma, thank you so much for your impact on the company and your leadership. That's why you got the award. Thank you so much. I want to go ahead and move forward. And I know that, Ray, you want to talk a little bit about tools and what the company has done in order to let gringos like me be able to actually build an organization, which I have over the years in the Hispanic community, through how the company has really put the investment on the table to have all of the different the opportunity to tell the Ambit story to the Hispanic community. Can you share with everybody what your thoughts and feelings are on that?
Sure. Thank you very much for that question, Lane. Let me summarize for those that don't know me or never heard my testimony before. Before to go to that topic, let me summarize my Ambit
Sure.
story. And then, so I am from El Salvador, and I came to United States back in 1993. I was 17 years in that time. And I remember when I saw the carpet floor for the first time. I said, wow, this is amazing because I never seen carpet floor in my country from where I am from, El Salvador. We grew up with lack of many things and no electricity, no gas propane, no water filters. I mean, we difficult a lot of difficult situation when we grew up. So I was so excited when I saw the carpet floor in the United States, and I was excited because United States is the land of opportunity. So, but then 15 years went by quickly, and I found myself hardly surviving from paycheck to paycheck. I ended working for, I did many things here in 15 years, many, many, many things, many, many things. But and then I ended working, not because I don't like to work hard, but because 1 to 3 years, the last that I work on one job, and then I change to do something else because I feel like I was stuck on certain job. And then I said, well, even if I like this job, I have to do something else because I came to United States to find my financial freedom. So by the end of 2009, I was working for a Toyota dealership as a salesman. I work in the new car department. And then we had to do a phone calls right there every day to follow up previous customer to see if they are ready to buy another vehicle. But then one of the phone calls that I did, who answered my phone was Mr. Genaro Guillon. He was regional consultant back in that time. And then in the middle of the conversation, he asked me, what electricity company do you have? And then I told him, and then he said, how much do you pay per kilowatt? I said, I don't know. And then he said, probably you are embargo. You're paying too much. And you can switch to Ambi. You can save some money, and also you can do this business in your free time. And I said, he didn't know that I was asking God for some opportunity like this. Well, he didn't know. And then I said, well, next day he showed up at the dealership. He came to the dealership, and he told me a little bit more. And then I came home, and I told my wife, you know, we're going to do this business. And then when the opportunity came to me, I didn't have the money. And that time was 429. With the monthly fee was 458 with a cent. And then I told my wife, let me borrow your credit card, we're gonna do this business. Because in the car business we get paid 100% commission. So if we sell, we can have some money. If we don't sell, we don't have money. So and then say so I'm gonna try to see what happens. So the first thing that I wanna give you in this story is make sure to talk to everyone about the ambient energy, because you never know who's gonna say yes, or when someone gonna say yes. Mr. Genaro Guillon, he took advantage of the phone call that I did to him to ask me, and he didn't know that I was asking God for some opportunity like this one. So then my wife quit her job on May 2010, and then I quit my job by the end of 2010 to do ambient full time. And then May 2012, we became executive consultant. And then 2015, we received a email from Ambit, and the email said, congratulations, you are part of the top 50 income in Ambit Energy. And then I told my wife, you know what, maybe this email should be for someone else. I think they mistake. So call them to see, I don't want to get exciting, and then they're going to say it was for someone else. So she called them, the consultant support, and then they say, no, if you receive this email, you are top 50 income. I said, wow, this is amazing. We never imagined that we're going to be part of the top 50 income. Until that time, we asked executive, but no one know anything about Ray Perez and Selma Perez until 2015. So, and then since that time, we got five-star trip in the beginning of 2017, we had the opportunity to build a new home, which is more than 4,200 square feet, has theater, has game room, has two-story, has a swimming pool, three-car garage. This is amazing. This is we never been able to do this kind of, or to have this house just as a working as employee. So with that being said, and then on 2018, we got the Yellow Jacket and then awards like Lane said, the Horizon Award, Thompson Leadership Award. So many things that we've been doing with Ambit Energy. So it's changed our lifestyle. So now, and I want to talk about the great opportunity for those that maybe just speak English or just speak Spanish. The thing is, Ambit has everything. Since the beginning, Ambit has everything, especially in English and Spanish. English and Spanish. I mean, because in this state, Texas, I mean, wherever you go, someone speaks Spanish, someone speaks English, and I don't know what's the percentage, but everywhere. So in the banks, they speak, even the city of Dallas, they have people that just speak Spanish to help the people that just speak Spanish. Whatever city you go, most of the city you go, you forward, you're going to Houston, you're going to have people in this special position that speak Spanish. So Ambit, since the beginning, they got everything, or they made sure they have people that speak Spanish to help the people that just speak Spanish. Consultant support, customer care, power zone, commission report, customer report, consultant report, and then Ambit University, promotion, videos, trainings, materials, basic of the business, certification, market profile, my Ambit app, and a sponsoring consultant, business presentation, advertising, reference material, and how to get customers, product training, free energy,
and they actually have
solar
a,
community.
They have an Hispanic task force as well, right?
Sure. Yes, they have Hispanic task force. What they do is they meet together to see how they can improve the Hispanics. Uh-huh.
That's fantastic.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I think it's so important that people understand that, you take a look at your success and you look at all of the different people that are bilingual, and I'm going to take an opportunity here and some lateral movement to say, look, I'm a native Texan, sixth generation Texan, appreciate the Hispanic community of what it's done and built literally from the ground up a lot of the infrastructure that we have today in Texas because of the Hispanic community. But what's happened over those years, if you look back, 30, 40, 50 years, it's always been as if the Hispanics were stuck in this, like you said, stuck in a blue collar environment where they were expected to do the roofs or the gardening or, the landscaping or the asphalt or the roadways or whatever. And they never could get an opportunity to have that dream like you did and the motivation to be able to work up into a six-figure income. And don't get me wrong, a lot of doctors, lawyers, attorneys, CPAs, professionals, even our Senator Ted Cruz is a, Hispanic and of Hispanic descent. But my point being is that the lion's share of the Hispanic community has kind of been almost held down because of the language barrier and the education barrier, where Ambit Energy has broken through that and proven over and over and over again that the Hispanic community, that those like yourselves that want to raise above that blue-collar, tagged and flagged over the years, pigeonholing, if you will, and I hate to say it, but that's just what it is. You can break out of that. You don't have to be in that position. It doesn't matter what your education background is. It doesn't really matter, even if you can't speak any English, because the company has really produced the tools, the infrastructure, both on the corporate side as well as the field side, to allow both English-speaking people to approach people that are within the Hispanic community and vice versa. And because of that, we have that synergy going on, which right now is just literally exploding in the company. So I just wanted to put that two cents in there that you have no barriers, there is no limitation, and it gives you the opportunity, no matter what your skill set is, to be able to get paid in direct proportion to your talent and ability and your work ethic. And we know that the Hispanic community has a very, very strong work ethic. And so I'm going to turn it back over to you, Ray.
Sure. Yeah, you're right about it. Yes, and many people from different countries, as me, we lack of many things. And then we're here to see, to looking for an opportunity. So if you don't speak Spanish or you speak just a little bit, you can try. If you see a Hispanic, ask them if they are open to make some extra money. And, sometime they're going to listen to you, or maybe sometime they're going to believe you easier than another Hispanic. So ask anyone, because, imagine if you're going to have someone as Idalia Castellano on your downline, or Ana Bonilla, Estelita Alvarado, Emerson Fuente, Julio Fuentes. Many Hispanic people that become success in this kind of business, and many people, they don't speak any English, but they got the hunger to do something different. See, Roberto Martinez, bilingual, and Ambit don't discriminate no one, even if you don't speak English, even you're not professional or you have a academic skill. No matter what you need to do is bring customers and consultants and customers is all that you need to do. You need to learn the song and the song is share the Ambit opportunity with many people as you can and let them decide. So yes, it's great. So Ambit got everything. Ambit did the hard work for you already. They got English and Spanish, everything together. So there is no excuse to say, well, I can't speak Spanish, to tell this person, see, someone on your team or someone or cross line, no matter, speak English or in Spanish or bilingual, they will help you. We are one family in a bit. So there is no barrier, English or Spanish. We are one family. So Lane has many downline, the people, bilingual people just speak Spanish or people just speak English. So this is amazing. How in a bit we can be one family with different language. This amazing, right?
Yeah, I believe you've nailed it right there. What we need, all of us need to develop a bilingual buddy, a bilingual
yes.
business partner. Find you a bilingual
yes.
business partner, and that bilingual business partner, will you can help them and they can help you. And it's important early on to do that in your business because, let me just say this, in the next 5 years, this is where the momentum is going to take place. And that tsunami was within the Hispanic community as Texas continues to grow as a state. Now, I know you also wanted to talk, Ray, about something which is dear to my heart and I think saves a lot of time, effort, and energy. Both of me and you have been with the company for a very long time. Combined together, we've been in the company over 35 years collectively with me going
years.
We've been around a lot, but because you had never been in network marketing before, a lot of the mistakes, or one of the biggest mistakes that I think anybody makes is coming into the company, is they want to go tackle, people in the mall and try to just get anybody that they can into their business. And so I know you wanted to talk about getting the right people in your business to save time, effort, and energy, and share with everybody a little bit about getting the right people.
Sure.
And bring the right people.
Sure. Yeah. Yes. One of the things, because like you said, in the beginning, I started new in this industry, this network marketing. So I was so excited when I saw my first check. So, and then I wanted everyone's going to do it, where they're going to ask me where I had to sign up to do it, or even family members. But the reality is not work like that. So I struggling a lot with that situation. And then, I think it was 2012 that I heard Sip Thompson, he said, this business works only with the right people. When I heard that, I said, wow, this is amazing. This is the answer that I've been looking for, because I thought everyone has to do it and everyone gonna see it what I see it, but it's not work like that. So I'm gonna give you 10 reasons or 10 ways how identify the right people. So I can say there is two ways to build this business, the hard way or the easy way. Well, what is the hard way to do Ambit? Well, the hard way to do Ambit or any business is trying to do with wrong people, trying to do with the people that are not ready to do anything, any change in their life. The easy way is to do it with right people. You don't have to convince people. You have to work with the people that are convinced themselves already to do something different on their life. So what you have to do is your Ambit. This is another thing that I learned from Chris Chambliss. My job is to share the Ambit opportunity with many people as we can and let them decide. So we don't have to convince everyone to do it. We want everyone. This don't mean you have to prejudge. This don't mean you have to pre-qualify. No, you have to share the opportunity with many people and let them decide. So you will see, after they see the opportunity, they're going to make their decision if they wanted to do it or they don't want to do it. I heard this phrase also, the chicken hang out with chicken and the eagles hang out with eagles. So should be, if you're eagle, should be some eagles there that want to hang out with you, right? But you have to find them. And how are you going to find them? The law of average. With the law of average, you talk with 10, maybe you're going to find one. This is Jim Rohn said, the law of average, I mean, it never fails. I mean, don't expect, if you speak with 10 people, don't expect that the 10 people are going to say, yes, I'm going to do it. Maybe one. If you do one, great. It's amazing. So the number one reason or number way, number one way how you can identify the people is, the right people, they are open to seeing an opportunity. The right people, they are open to seeing an opportunity. So make sure you find the people. The wrong people, they aren't even interested in looking. They think everything is fraud. They say the rich are very content, or money can buy the happiness. You know, things like that. They think the money is not important. But we know they're wrong, because the money is very important. You can do a lot of things with the money, right? And then number two, the right people are honest with themselves and are not afraid to ask for help. You know, the wrong people, they pretend to be fine and act like they don't need any help with anything. They think, how are you doing? I'm doing great. I'm doing okay. But they, you know, they're not sincere. They lie to themselves. So number three, the right people are willing to do what others want in order to have what they others don't. So the wrong people are not willing to make time for their business. They make excuses instead. So don't worry if you invite someone to do and they feel like they don't want it to do it. That's okay. That's fine. It's normal. So keep going. Keep going. Number four, the right people are willing to sacrifice their entertainment and avoid distractions at all costs. So the wrong people care more about everything that give them pleasure and fun in their daily life. And they are not thinking about their future. They want to live now, and they don't thinking about the future. They think they have plenty of time, but sooner they're going to think they don't have it. They're not going to know the time. You can buy the time. You can buy the time, no matter how much money you have. So five, the right people appreciate when someone is genuinely interested in help them. But the wrong people, they think your duty to help them. They think you have to do. So they don't appreciate when you help. So, you know, the people, they kind, they call you, hey, I have a question. I don't want to bother you, but I have a question. How to do this or how to do that? And then when you have that other person so kind talking to you, I mean, of course you want to help that kind of people. But the other people, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, number six. The right people are always willing to learn the company system. The right people are always willing to learn the company system. The wrong people, they want to do their business or their way, and they think they already know everything. But you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Everything is already in place. So just follow the system. Just follow the system, and you don't have to do nothing else. Number seven, the right people understand this business work by gathering customers and recruiting consultants. You know, I don't know. Well, maybe in Spanish, this word recruiting, maybe in English sound good, but in Spanish doesn't sound good, because recruiting, I remember the army in El Salvador, the army in El Salvador, or the guerrillas, they're recruiting. That means they don't ask you if you want to come with us. You have to come with us. I mean, they force you to do it. So maybe your job is invite people or share the opportunity and see if they are the person who's looking for some opportunity. So, it's better to use, your job is share them with the opportunity to see if someone is looking for that opportunity. Okay, and then the wrong people. So I say the right people understand this business work. Only gathering customers is all that you need to do, and they're recruiting consultants. The wrong people, they need to constantly, you have to remind them the prospect in their business and won't go outside and off. They don't want to go outside of their comfort zone. So say, well, how's going your business? Well, it's not going good. Why? Just being spoken, would you asking some people to see the opportunity? No, also, okay, that's the reason, right? I mean, you know, Ambit, why Ambit, for example, no one business will work unless you're able to make it work. You know, Jim Rohn called this his success, his philosophy, He said, you can have the best products, the best company, the best support, the best complaint, and nothing will work unless you have the right philosophy that make it work. So you have to make it work. Number eight, the right people are willing to do things with integrity. Integrity, even if it takes them longer to reach their goals. So that's key. That's key to do everything with integrity, because many people, they wanted to do quickly. The wrong people, they wanted to get there faster, even if they have to sacrifice integrity for growth. So, which is, you don't want that kind of people on your business. Number nine, the right people keep a good posture even when things go wrong. They take responsibility for their action and attitude. The wrong people take a victim stance and blame others and complain when negative things happen. They don't own up their mistake. So yes, you want to get the right people, because the other way, this is not going to happen, or it's going to be the wrong way. So number 10, the right people are willing to commit to growing their business for the long term or until it works. The right people are willing to commit to growing their business for the long term or until it works. The wrong people get discouraged very quickly and often quit before they even get started. So you don't want that kind of people. Be friends with them, make them customer, make them be in the living room, the couch, using electricity, and then you're going to make a residual right there. So the million-dollar question is, how do I get the right people? Become the right person. Become the right person, show by example. So, and like I said, don't expecting everyone will do it as we want it, but it won't work like that. It's going to be someone. Someone, yes, someone don't. What do you think, Lane?
Well, I think that's 10 golden nuggets that everybody needs to listen to this recording over and over again. If they'll just practice that, they'll be very, very successful in our business like you are. But one thing that you started the call out with, which was number one, numero uno, was that when you received the phone call and you were in the car business, you had been praying to God for somebody or something to happen in your life. And so that's the kind of person that I think you started it out with. You want to start with people who already have, that are money motivated and that are praying, that are looking for something, that are open-minded, that are really, you know, open to your message, so to speak, open to your story. And that's what we really tell in Ambit. We tell a story. You know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to be successful in the business. If you just put people in front of the Ambit story is powerful enough, but you have to, as Ray said, have to put them in front of the right people. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. The other thing was, right, you said, you know, about the turkeys and the chickens. I was saying, you know,
chicken and eagles, chicken and eagles.
Yeah, I've heard this part before with the eagles during the day when you party with turkeys at night, you know. So we want to be soaring with the eagles, which means birds of a feather flock together. Go, you know, find people that are money motivated, goal directed, you know, that have a strong center of influence, as you said. And all of these things, this combination of things, is something that you will learn over time. But make your list, prioritize your list. Safety in numbers, laws of averages, like Ray said, it, you know, it takes the numbers, work the numbers. You know, God said, knock, seek, and it will be given unto you, right? You got to knock, seek, and ask, and it will be given unto you. That means you got to put the four-letter word called work behind it, where you're knocking, seeking, and asking. And if you do, he'll look down and say, hey, you're putting in the sweat equity, and I'm going to deliver it for you, and he'll come through for you. Hey, Ray, let me just ask you this question. Of course, you know, with all of the success going on in Ambit Energy and the things that are happening right now, I know that right now we've got a bunch of promotions that are taking place, you know, coming out of Kickoff 2024, which was an exciting event. Of course, we have the Sun Run that's going to be coming. Yay, Sun Run. And that's going to also have a program called Total Solar Buyback, which is also encompassed in that. All this is available in your power zone for you to be able to look up and study. So you want to be, once again, a student of the business and go there and learn what the new promotions and things that are coming to the table. Of course, we're also going to be introducing very soon Ambit Ultimate Perks in California. So California is finally going to get that in the great state and the golden state. And then, of course, community solar. And boy, isn't that going to be great. In Rhode Island and Washington, D.C., those are once again expansion areas that we're moving into. That's going to be really exciting. And we're so fired up about that. Also, remember, it was announced that we are continually improving Abby, which is our intelligent virtual assistant, which is really making customer service probably the best that I've ever seen. And it, you know, no more is it, you know, having a lot of challenges with, you know, customer service. We've got an automated AI that's basically just unbelievable. It's like talking to a real person and being able to get all the questions answered, and takes a big burden off of the consultants in the field because Abby will help do your work for you. And then, of course, I'd also ask everybody to check out your social hub that's also located in your power zone. And what that is that where you can actually click on a link. It'll take you to the different websites, one of them being Contigo, which is a Spanish site that's strictly dedicated to the Hispanic community. And that's updated all the time. It keeps you abreast of that. But then we also have their Facebook site, the Instagram, the YouTube, et cetera, et cetera. And so that is very, very powerful for people to go to validate and look at our company and be able to see, hey, what are you guys doing on the social side? And then, of course, we have consultant promotions that are going on, which is the Ambit Ultimate Perks promotion going through March 29th. So we're right on the cusp edge there. So don't forget about that. That's an extra dollars in your pocket, as well as the community solar double play that's going to go through the 29th. That's another bonus that you can get. And then, of course, the attendee only of promotions, and let's not forget about that, where you got the cab triple play going to March 29th. So you make sure you download that flyer and make sure that you get those extra dollars put on the in your bank account that are available to you in the next few days. And then, of course, the Jumpstart One home run, that is going to be also going and ending on March 29th. So all of these are flyers that you can download, get the information, share it with your downline, with your people, and pick up that extra dinero, no pun intended, as you move forward in this month. And let's close this month out really strong. We're right on the cusp edge of having one of the best months in Ambit Energy. So once again, I want to just remind everybody that the Easter coming up Sunday, we're not going to be doing a business builder call, respectively. We want you to spend quality time with your family. And of course, the next speaker after Ambition, which will be the 7th of April, will be executive consultant Jason Canis. Jason is going to be talking about lead with a consultant and close with a customer. That's so important. I think that's a great topic that we'll be talking about, how you can start opportunity of maybe approaching somebody with the opportunity, but then easily converting them over to a customer. You always ask, well, I can't get any customers, or I can't find any customers. Well, if you're prospecting up front and you're doing it correctly, and you know, then you can offer that customer or that what would be maybe a potential recruit into a customer, and then maybe even convert them back as a consultant down the road. And then, of course, let's talk a little bit about something that both me and you, Ray, know the importance of, coming up, and Salma as well. Let's talk about ambition. Ambition 2024, we're going to look out there as the next major impending event. This is the World Series, if you will, for our company, where everybody leverages in. And one of the suggestions that I always try to make for people who are just getting in the business, hey, sock away $25 every time you get paid. Just put it aside. Say that's ambit money. Encourage your downline to do that. That way, as we move towards these months and move into ambition, you've got a little war chest there, and it doesn't become a huge expense for maybe hotel accommodations or airfare or bus tickets or gasoline or however you're going to get here. And you want to be able to stay in a hotel that is hosting the event, maybe the DoubleTree or the Omni Hotel, something that is going to be a company hotel. You always want to stay there. But I want to hear your thoughts and what you feel the importance is of actually setting some goals and making sure that you're always talking and moving forward your organization towards this impending event called Ambition 2024. Ray, tell me about it.
Sure. You know what? I remember my first ambition back in 2010. I was new right there. I feel like a little cat right there, high end. And then 2011, right there in the American Airlines, the first time, oh my God, the testimonials that I heard about how Ambit changed many people's life. And then when the people received the yellow jacket, that was exciting. And then I said to myself, one day I'm going to be able to share my testimonial in the stage. And then also maybe I can get one of those yellow jackets or Horizon Award. Well, Horizon Award, I think, became on 2016 or 2017, but the first time. But then Thompson Award, I think, everything, all that thing happened, and I saw for years and years in Vision, became little by little, it happened to us, to me and Zulma. So if that happened to us, can happen to anyone. So, but like you say, it's very important to be in that event. That event is amazing. If you're serious in this business, you have to be there. You have to be there, like Lane said. Put separate some part of money in for that event, because you have to be there. That's going to change your life. I just remember also Roberto Martinez, when he went to there and saw the testimonials of many people. I mean, they got inspired. So we got inspired for other testimonials. Like I said, this happened to us, can happen to you. But make sure you be there, no matter how far you are or close you are. Make sure to put in the calendar, you have to be there, because that event can change your life. If you think you see a lot of things on Ambit, you don't see anything yet until you came in Vision. One more thing, Lane, I want to say, I heard many people going to receive the yellow jacket and someone maybe purple jacket, so we don't know exactly, but you want to be there, because that's going to inspire you. That story is going to inspire you, when you see some people that you know them, they will receive the yellow jacket. That's going to be amazing moment.
Ray, let's have to call up with Salma and yourself in Spanish, talking directly to the Hispanic listeners tonight and sharing with them, hey, this is the opportunity and this is a way for them to capitalize and change the destiny of their future. They don't have to be feeling like that they don't can't reach a higher level of success. Just kind of close us out here in Spanish with the Spanish listeners here tonight, the importance of them and the opportunity that Ambit has to offer them.
Sure. We'll do about the importance to be in Ambit Energy. Bueno, claro que sí. Como está diciendo Lane, vamos a terminar. Queremos motivarles que no importa la posición que usted tenga, es importante que usted se asegure de estar en el evento Ambition 2024. El tiempo vuela, el tiempo va a pasar rápido. Usted tiene que estar ahí para que vea los testimonios y conozca a las personas que van a estar recibiendo su saco amarillo, y eso va a ser muy emocionante para usted. Zulma, ¿quieres agregar algo acerca de eso que acabamos de mencionar?
Claro que sí, lo que quiero agregarles es lo que dijo Ray y Lane, es cierto, tiene que asegurarse de estar en Ambition y de aprovechar la promoción que tenemos ahorita. Estamos en la última semana. Yo siempre le digo, si usted está en el negocio de Ambit, tiene que seguir activando bonos, tiene que seguir compartiendo la oportunidad de Ambit con la mayor cantidad de gente posible. Si usted está en Ambit, que todo mundo sepa que usted está en Ambit, así que a compartir la oportunidad y a prepararnos para vernos en Ambition 2024.
Great. So thank you, Lane, for that invitation, and it's been my pleasure, and I hope we can put something for the Ambit Nation, for the Ambit Nation. I know there is people from different places, different state, and it's been great pleasure to me to be here.
Well, I want to thank both of you for your leadership, what you've contributed to the company over the years, and your leadership to the field. It's been exemplary, and we do appreciate both you and Selma. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm going to go ahead and open the call up for everybody else to thank you, and God bless you. You guys have a wonderful Easter, and I'm going to open the call up for you to give a good shout-out to Selma and Ray Perez, National Consultants, Millionaire Club members, Top 10 Money Earners, Horizon Award winners, and Thompson Leadership Award winners. Boy, I'll tell you what, you ought to be able to, can't wait to Ambition 2024. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Thank you so